Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm broadcasting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on the western shore of Lake Michigan, about an hour and a half north of Chicago in Milwaukee. Beautiful city. Weather's magnificent. At the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference. And having a good time here. It's my annual pilgrimage to visit with these folks. These are some of my heroes, folks, because these are executives who run chambers of commerce. As you know how I feel about chambers. You know, I believe that you should be a member of your chamber. And if you're not, I want to know why. Because chambers support small businesses. Chambers are owned by small businesses and run basically by small businesses, with the exception of the executives, some of the professionals that manage from a day-to-day basis. And one of those guys is our good friend Alan Hester, who's with us right now. He's the executive, the president of the Dyersburg, Tennessee Chamber of Commerce. Alan Hester, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be with you and to talk to you again on your show, and always seeing you at the ACCE conventions and have a chance to catch up with you.
It was good to see you earlier this week, and looking forward to the rest of the week. Alan, thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you do for small businesses, because I've been to your chamber. You've been nice enough to invite me over to talk to your folks, and just, you got a great little community there and a wonderful chamber. But now you're about what, 45 minutes from Memphis?
Yeah, well, we're a little further than that. We're about 70 miles due north of the city.
About an hour from Memphis. So,
yeah,
so you're just far, you're close enough that you can benefit from a larger city, but not so close that you compete too much. What do you think?
Well, that's about the way it works. And we're the third largest in West Tennessee. But, of course, there's a huge difference between the size of Metro Memphis and us. And then there's Jackson, Tennessee, sort of in between. But we're about 40 miles northwest of Jackson. But we're a little bit of a, I guess you'd say, a micropolitan or regional hub area up there in northwest Tennessee. And that's kind of what makes us a little bit unique, I think. We found out not too long ago that our daytime population every day increases by 35%.
Wow.
All the people that drive into Dyersburg, either to go to work in one of the factories or to go to the medical center or attend the community college or shop at the mall and the shopping centers and so forth. So it's a little bit of a hub in that area.
Right. So what's the size of your chamber?
Our chamber, right now, we're running just around 550 members,
yep,
give or take. We have had as many as 650 when the economy was just blowing and going. We got down under 500 first part of last year, late 08, early 09. Our membership was down, but we rallied and we mounted a good campaign last year. And came back, and, you know, it's just been tough, as you know, on businesses, large and small.
It has. I know it has been. But, you know, a chamber of commerce is a small business, basically, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're a not-for-profit, but we pay property tax on the building we own. We pay sales tax, and so we have a staff.
But you have to provide value for the members. You have to, you know, to have a good product. You have to have good leadership.
Right.
You have to manage the finances just like a small business. You have to do marketing. You have to do all that stuff, don't you?
Sure you do. And you have friendly competitors in the community sometimes, and sometimes they're also your contributors on your board.
Right.
And so
right,
you have to be able to manage a lot of different relationships on a lot of different levels to run a chamber. You know, one of the old jokes in our business is that the chamber president's favorite color is plaid.
that's pretty
yeah,
funny. Give us the website, please.
It's www.dyerchamber.com.
D-Y-E-R chamber.com.
D-Y-E-R chamber.com.
Yeah. And you're very near to one of my favorite places in the world, the Real Foot Lake.
Well, it's just north of us up in Lake County, right on the Mississippi River. Of course, Dyersburg is bordered on the, or the Dyer County, I should say, is bordered on the west side by the Mississippi, and there's a highway bridge that crosses from Dyer County into the Boot Heel of Missouri. So that's the connector. It's the only highway connector across the Mississippi between Memphis and Cairo, Illinois, which is
right.
One of the reasons it's a good location for factories, because they can get trucks in and out.
Get off off the interstate. Yeah, that's a good location. But the Real Foot Lake, folks, was formed by, as you know, many of you know, by an earthquake like 1812 or something like that. But it is a beautiful place. If you ever get a chance to go visit and go look at it, it's another reason to go to Alan's area. Alan, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about what it's like to operate in a chamber of commerce where there's been a national disaster, which they've had recently. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Broadcasting live from the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's where it is this year. Next year it's going to be in Los Angeles. And I'm pretty sure I'll be there. I have been now for several years supporting the ACCE and the chamber executives who gather at these events. And by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. You can use all of our stuff. Use us and abuse us. Just check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. This week's question is still open. It'll be open through the weekend. And that is, what political party or movement do you think has the best ideas for dealing with the economic recovery? And so when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Alan Hester is our guest. He's our good friend and been a longtime friend of ours, because we've been working with his chamber, Dyersburg Chamber of Commerce, for a number of years. He's the president there, with the executive, the professional at the Chamber of Commerce in Dyersburg, just north of Memphis. Alan, one of the things that happened this last spring, some people know about it. A lot of people know about it. It was in the news, but to the degree, to the magnitude of the disaster, it amazed me that there wasn't more coverage of it. West Tennessee and northern central Tennessee, especially Nashville, you guys were flooded out, and Nashville was almost destroyed. Tell us about it.
Well, it's amazing to me when I look back on it how all this happened, and in our case, it just came upon us so quickly. I think it was Friday, April 30th, when the big thunderstorm came through, rolled through West Tennessee and on into Middle Tennessee, and just a little bit over to the east of us, around Jackson, Brownsville area, but not in our county. They had about 13 inches of rain just in a matter of a few hours.
Wow.
And we thought, well, you know, we've dodged the worst of it because it fell to the east of us. But,
right.
Of course, all of that water in the watershed drains back into the Mississippi.
Toward the Mississippi. So it passed
so
over.
It rolls back through the tributary that runs through Dyer County. It's called the Forked Deer River.
Right.
The Forked Deer comes all the way from over in Jackson back into Dyer County and flows into the Obion River just at the mouth of the where the Obion meets the Mississippi. And so,
but I've seen that river, and it goes through Dyersburg. It's not a very big river. It's not a very, doesn't have very, not very wide. It won't take much flooding, will it?
Well, it fills up quickly. That's the thing. And it overflowed in what we call South Dyersburg or Southtown, which is the south of our downtown area. The thing about it, though, Jim, is that in our case, only about, I'd say 10% of the land area or less in the community was affected by this flood. It was concentrated in one area, and yet the news coverage out of Memphis and Jackson and other places made it seem like the entire town was underwater, which is not the case. In fact, in where our office is located, where you've been before, and most all of the industrial parks, industrial areas, the college, the hospital, everything was well above water, and life went on as normal. But we had this serious disaster in another area, so it was kind of a challenge to balance everyone's time and attention and effort across a pretty wide spectrum of things that were going on. We were hosting
How does a community like yours deal? How do you come together and deal with a disaster like that?
Well, I'm sure, it'll sound self-serving to say this, but the people in the community are just the type of people that will help their neighbor. And there was a tremendous outpouring of support immediately. As soon as we saw the water was coming up, we knew as the river rose and got out of its banks and began to rise around these homes and businesses in the South Dyersburg area, we knew we were in for trouble. And so people immediately started filling sandbags. I mean, they closed the schools early one day, and my daughter and a bunch of other teenage kids just all got in their cars and trucks and went down to the fire station and started filling sandbags.
Wow.
And so people just responded as neighbors do, I guess you'd say. And
yeah,
there were 335 structures affected. 256 of those were homes. Mm. 79 were businesses. Mm. It was estimated about $9.5 million worth of property damage.
Wow.
That's a lot of damage for
a small town.
Yeah, but we were the first county in Tennessee to qualify to be declared a disaster area by the FEMA and FEMA.
Right.
Due to all of the...
How did it work out when you're working with FEMA?
Well, it went well for us. They came in, FEMA, of course, then FEMA comes in, SBA comes in, and there's a lot of meetings that took place at our command center. The city has an emergency command center. So we began meeting there every morning, and the city mayor called me and invited me and involved me in that. The chamber's role was to disseminate information primarily and to make sure that people knew what they needed to do to get started on flood damage claims, and you have to
hold on to that thought. We'll come back. I want you to tell us about that, because folks, you've heard me report over the years on how the SBA works with in disaster. That's one of their charters. Part of their charter, the SBA, is to help in these kinds of situations. And I'm going to get Alan to tell us about what that experience was like after these messages. It's Tintail right back with Alan Hester. He's with Dyersburg Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, broadcasting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention. And we're having a great visit with Alan Hester, who's president of the Dyersburg Chamber of Commerce in Dyersburg, Tennessee, in Dyer County, about a couple hours north of Memphis and up in west Tennessee, near the Mississippi, bordering on the Mississippi River, hard by also to the Real Foot Lake, which is a beautiful part of the world. Alan, you were telling us about, and that's dyerchamber.com. Is that the website?
Right.
dyerchamber.com. Folks, check that website out. Alan, we were just talking about the flood that happened to you guys in western and central Tennessee back in April at Nashville. I mean, I was amazed at how bad Nashville was hit. That just took my breath away to see how that city was hit. I had no idea that that city would be capable of flooding like it did.
Well,
even
no
though
one
I know
did.
The Columbia River goes through the middle of it, I just never thought about it like that.
Well, Jim, remember I said 13 inches of rain in a few hours. No one expected this intense a storm, this much water falling this quickly over west and middle Tennessee was unprecedented. This broke the record for flooding that had stood in west Tennessee since 1937.
Yeah, it wasn't a 100-year flood. It was a 200-year flood, wasn't it?
Oh, I think it was more like the 500-year flood. Seriously, yeah. this was the mother of all floods in Tennessee.
Right.
And Nashville's downtown was underwater. The Opryland Hotel, which no
I
one
it was
ever
up
dreamed
in, it was up in the yeah, it was, many people have been to the Opryland Hotel. It was up in the lobby
in
of the Opryland Hotel. Alan, you were telling us in the break that your county was, I mean before the break, your county was the first one to be designated as a disaster area. You got the Federal Emergency Management Authority in there. You had the SBA in there. A lot of people don't know that the SBA has part of their charter is to deal with emergencies, to come in, to make loans, to homeowners, to businesses. Talk to us about that, about how that relationship worked out.
Well, I think because of Katrina and the history, the recent history and all the things you hear about FEMA and all that, there was a lot of apprehension among our folks about what kind of assistance they were going to get. But I thought these people did a good job of explaining everything, and we set up a command center, or a processing center at the Dyersburg Mall in one of the empty spaces that they had out there. We were able to set up a place where the public could be directed to come, anyone who was affected by a business, anyone with a home in that area. I had one place, one point of contact, and that was at our mall. And we had FEMA, SBA, and others, and the local missions and churches and so forth, where we were housing these folks who needed shelter. And I thought that they did a good job of explaining what they do and what they don't do. We got all that information out in the local paper and so forth.
Right.
We held a big town hall meeting at our chamber at the Lanham Center there in Dyersburg, and we had several hundred people show up that night. We had all the officials there, city, county, all the building code people, public works, you name it. They were all there to try to help
everyone.
The FEMA
people, the SBA people, were they there?
All the works. And everyone, and we stayed for hours, and we let everybody come to the microphone and let everybody speak and let everybody ask questions until we answered all the questions, and it took a while. But I thought it was a good exercise.
That was very smart, very very great service that you guys performed there.
Getting the information out to people and helping people understand the process. And, the FEMA folks kept saying, don't expect us to pay a claim for everything you owned and to put you back just exactly like you were after the flood. That's
right.
Not what the government does. But we're going to get you safe. We're going to get you shelter, and we're going to stabilize things for you. And you have to go through all of the hoops and hurdles of filling out the proper forms and making the claims and everything.
What
but
about
right
the SBA?
Now,
did they come in and help with loans to businesses and homeowners?
Yeah, they can make low interest loans, but again, they're not there to just automatically write a check. There's a process you have to go through.
You got to go through the process, but they've been working on that process, trying to get it streamlined as much as possible. Hey, Alan,
thank you for your leadership.
I know the community of Dyersburg is glad to have you. They're lucky and fortunate to have you. I know they know that they are, to have you leading the Chamber of Commerce there. And I'm proud of the work that you do on behalf of small businesses in the Dyersburg area.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure to be on your show, and come see us the next time you're over in that part of the country.
Thanks, Alan. I'll see you next time. Alan Hester, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.